People came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm always inspired by the testimony of St. Stephen. He's recognized one thing about St. Stephen is that he wasn't a Jew. He's one of the first deacons of the church. Stephen isn't a Jewish name at all. He's a Greek. He's a man who converted into the faith, who was one of the first Christians. But yet he was a man so learned in the scriptures and the study thereof that very soon after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, he began to make trouble for the church. Trouble in the sense that he was unabashed of the gospel. He was not ashamed of the gospel, as it talks about in Romans chapter 8, verse 1. St. Paul reminds the early Christians, says, "Do not be ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God, the wisdom of God. For all those who believe," he says in another place, "for the Jews first, and then also for the Greek." If you read through Acts chapters 6 and 7, you find his testimony. The things that he said to those who were around him. And they began accusing him of all sorts of things, of all sorts of evil against the Jews at the time. And instead of defending himself in any way, he just moves directly into proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ. He doesn't try to defend himself. He doesn't say, "No, you're misunderstanding me. I didn't say those things. Those are mischaracterizations of what I'm saying." He just uses whatever time he has in front of people to continue to proclaim the truth, to continue to make sure that Jesus Christ is known. Why don't we defend the faith that way? Why don't we move in the same way that St. Stephen does? Oftentimes we say, "Oh no, I didn't say it that way," or, "No, no, I didn't mean things that way," or, "No, this is really what should have been said." He just continues to hammer on, you need to convert. You need to turn to God. This is the way that leads to heaven. Go this way. He doesn't try to soft pedal things. He doesn't try to make things more palatable. He just continues to proclaim, to proclaim, to proclaim, knowing full well that it's just going to make those who hate him even more. It's because he's not worried about what they might do to him. It's as though he has an understanding, my life is short. And with what little time that I have, Jesus Christ, may he be proclaimed. Let's ask our Lord for the same sort of spirit with which St. Stephen had, which is the same spirit which is poured out on each of us in our confirmation. Same spirit which each of us receive, really, in our baptism, the same Holy Spirit. To ask him to bear the same sort of witness to Christ who is truly present among us, that we wouldn't be afraid and wouldn't be worried about what other people would say about us, but only have the concern that Jesus Christ is proclaimed. And that no matter what it can cost us, the words which we speak may have effect, not because we have some well-concocted arguments, but as Jesus says in the gospel, that he will give us the wisdom with which to speak that will confound our enemies, that no one will be able to stand the wisdom of the spirit with which we speak, mostly because it's not our spirit, but rather the spirit of he who dwells within us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.